Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking hay with Dave Lawman. Back with Dave after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Neighbor, if you're in the beef cattle business and not a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, my question to you is, why not? You know, OCA has been representing cattle producers and their families in Oklahoma City and Washington for over a half a century. Their 60th annual convention and trade show happened this summer in Midwest City. They're member-owned and member-driven. OCA has a weekly email update available for their members. You can visit okcattlemen.org for more information. OCA, riding for your brand. Beef cattle specialist Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University says it's just common sense. When hay prices are so high like they are right now, it makes a lot of sense simply to do everything you can do not to waste it.
It's pretty clear in research that's been done that one thing you can do to limit the amount of waste of hay is just limit feed it. And meaning, you know, don't feed as much as the cows would like to have. Cut back just a little bit so that when you go, if you're feeding on a daily basis, you go out there, it's cleaned up. I mean, that's pretty obvious, and a lot of people are probably already doing that. If you have to free choice feed forage or hay, a good way to limit waste is just to use a good quality hay feeder. A lot of people here in Oklahoma use a round bale rings. And in some of the work that we've done over the last couple of years, we've seen a definite advantage to those rings that have a solid bottom or a sheeted bottom of some type, and some sort of a cone mechanism to kind of hold that hay together in the middle of the ring. Combining both of those things, the cone and the solid bottom, saved a dramatic amount of hay. It took hay waste from about 20% down to 5%. And that is extremely valuable in a year when, you know, people were giving $120 to $160 a ton for hay.
And Dr. Lawman suggests that you check out a feed additive that will help you save money as well.
Another very simple thing for people to do to minimize waste and cost would be to use an ionophore, which is a feed additive that they can talk to their feed company about. Using an additive, the one cleared for mature cows in the industry is Rumensin. That has been shown to cut back on the need for forage by about 10%. In an experiment we did last year, we actually could have cut back by 15% and still had equal animal performance compared to those that didn't get the Rumensin. So that's all you have to do is talk to your feed group or company about that, and they can incorporate it in your supplement. The cost of Rumensin generally is about 2 cents per cow per day, and the savings is far beyond that.
Some fairly simple ideas that can save you some big bucks on that feed bill here in 2012. Dr. Dave Lawman, Extension Beef Cattle Specialist at OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale, February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.